Monday, 9 members of the Cheyenne Capitol Chorale will be performing the works of Sir Carl Jenkins at the famed Carnegie Hall in New York City. Wyoming Public Radio's Annie Osborne spoke with Chorale board member Barb Boyer about the uniqueness of the trip.
Because it's a community-based choir, it is a non-audition choir. So our choir typically does not do complicated pieces. We do what the choir often refers to as fun pieces.
So how did the possibility for this more intensive performance in New York arise?
This is through a group called DCINY. It stands for Distinguished Concert Series International of New York. And DCINY is directed and run by Jonathan Griffith. They invite choirs from all over the world to sing at Carnegie for these mass choir pieces. Approximately 2006, I believe, Nancy Cornish was the choir director out at LCCC, and I was singing out at LCCC under her direction. And I found out that Mozart's Requiem was going to be performed at Carnegie Hall in 2006, and the Cantori group, which is the select choir for LCCC, had been invited to join. Nancy Cornish and Jonathan Griffith are classmates in some of their graduate study programs. My understanding is that he had heard the Cantori sing, and he invited the Cantori to sing at Carnegie Hall. And I asked Nancy if anybody could go, and she said, certainly, if you learned the piece. So I diligently started learning Mozart's Requiem, and since then, LCCC has been invited, along with Capitol Chorale, to sing at Carnegie Hall for other concerts, and I have sung there. This will be my fourth time, I believe, singing at Carnegie.
What was it like the first time singing on the stage at Carnegie Hall?
The hairs on the back of your neck stand on end. It is absolutely phenomenal. When I was waiting to get on stage for the performance, I was standing around a group of older choir members, and one of them was saying something to the effect of, yes, I've been here before, and, you know, I've done this before. And she sounded like it was old hat. And I vowed that if I ever had the opportunity to go back to Carnegie, I would never consider it to be old hat. And it never is. It is so exciting. The experience is overwhelming.
How long does the high last after that final round of applause getting off stage?
Generally, I am still high the entire next day. It takes me a couple of days to wind down from concerts like that.
Can you tell me a bit about the pieces you'll be performing for this concert?
The Armed Man, A Mass for Peace, is one of Jenkins' first major works. If you have not listened to any of Carl Jenkins' music, he is worth listening to. He also wrote a jingle for Delta Airlines
really?
At one point. Yeah. And the one thing that Jenkins does, at least my opinion, and I did ask him this, and all he did was just kind of smile at me. So I have no idea. I think he writes for altos, and I'm an alto. And he writes parts for altos get a premier part in songs. So in The Armed Man, A Mass for Peace, this particular piece talks about how exciting it is to go to war. And the choir actually marches in place on the risers, and it sounds like an army is beginning to march down the road. And then the piece at the end repeats the piece at the very beginning. And it's an old French tune that he has modified. At the beginning, it's the song about, you know, we're going off to war and this is going to be great. And it is sung in a minor key, so it's a somber-toned song. At the end of the piece, the title of the piece is Better is Peace Than Always War. And it is sung in a major key. He celebrates peace. And that is why this piece was selected for this particular concert. It's on Martin Luther King holiday.
How have you been rehearsing so far in Cheyenne?
We've been working once or twice a week. Sheila Green, our former director, while she was still in Cheyenne, she would come to our rehearsals and play the piano for us, which was really, really helpful. She made suggestions on what our cutoffs should be, how to pronounce some of the French words, some of the rhythms that are intricate. So she helped us on all of those parts. From this point forward, we are mainly working with a CD of the work, and we are singing along to the CD, which is challenging because we don't have a director in front of us, and it's often hard to keep track of the rhythm because a director may speed things up and slow things down, and if you're not watching him or able to watch him, you can get lost in the piece pretty quickly.
What are you most looking forward to about the trip, in addition to the performance, I'm sure?
I love the rehearsals. I look forward to the rehearsals. That's some of my most favorite parts. The performances are great, but it's only one time. You only get to sing the piece once. In rehearsal, you get to sing things, you know, more often, and you have more of a one-on-one with the directors.
That sounds like an absolutely fantastic trip. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Annie Osborne with the chorale's Barb Boyer.